There was what sounded like good news the other day during a meeting of the Texas Public Utility Commission. Its former chairman, Barry Smitherman, gave Texans one more reason to love their state and for others to envy it. Low, low prices for electricity.
Houston and Dallas have the lowest prices of any big city in America.
Technically speaking, Smitherman might be right, that the price of electricity is low. But if you think that means people in Houston and Dallas have the lowest electricity bills, you'd be wrong. The reality is exactly the opposite, because Texans use so much electricity. For several years now, national comparisons using data reported to the federal government and from other sources show people in Houston and Dallas, and in Texas overall, pay some of the highest electricity bills in the country. But we drilled down further and found that within Texas, what you pay depends on where you live.
Good rate to everyone.
That's Paula Gold-Williams, Executive Vice President at CPS Energy. CPS is owned by the City of San Antonio. It's a nonprofit company.
And we never are chasing the earnings per share quarterly results that sometimes other businesses have to go after.
That's partly why CPS is selling electricity to San Antonio residents at a price that is 10 to 20% cheaper than the average advertised rates in Dallas and Houston. In those big cities, electricity is sold through dozens of for-profit marketers. It's a deregulated system developed by the Texas legislature over a decade ago. The original idea was that competition would mean lower prices. But a few cities, San Antonio, Austin, and San Marcos among them, did not join the system. In those cities, everyone has to buy their electricity from one city-owned utility. In San Antonio, CPS owns its own power plants and has no contracts, no credit requirements, no flexible rate plans.
So our pricing is simple and straightforward.
And that's one of the reasons critics say the deregulated system should be overhauled to be more like San Antonio's. Carol Bajitsky is a ratepayers advocate in Austin.
From where I sit, any changes in the system would be a long shot. A lot of people who are in power right now are very happy with this arrangement.
A deregulated arrangement that has created a huge marketing industry, but not the same prices found in cities like San Antonio. From the News 88.7 Energy and Environment Desk, I'm Dave Failing.